We're doing Dov's Minute Tehillim. We're up to the 8th chapter, and we discussed that this chapter is going to discuss the greatness of man. And David begins by saying, Hashem, our Master, how great is your name throughout the land, that technically your glory should remain on heaven, and nonetheless what you do is, you lay foundation to your strength in the mouths of babies and nursing children. Leman tzorirecha, this is what stands up against your enemies. Dashbit oyev mitnakem, it ceases the strength of the enemy and he who wants to take revenge. The strength of the Jewish people is the purity of their children. The purity of those children who, technically, what are they doing? They can't do anything yet. And even they already have the great glory of Hashem's name upon them. It's not only about a human being who's standing and walking and talking and doing all the great things human beings can do. From the very basis, they're pure and the humanity is gifted. When I take a look at the heavens, the handiwork of your fingers, the moon and the stars that you established, I think to myself, what a tremendous galaxy. In all of this galaxy, what is man? What is humanity that you should bother thinking of them? Why should you take note of what a human being does? We're so minuscule in the great galaxy. And you didn't do that. You made him only slightly smaller than angels. You honored him with honor and glory. You crowned him. You gave him rulership over everything you created. You gave him control over everything. All the different animals, the birds and the fish. Look at how we control nature. You gave us all of that. The end of the day, how great is your name? You're the boss over it all. You gave us greatness from the time we were babies, but our recognition is that you're the boss and you're on top of it all, and that is part of where our greatness lies, and our recognition that Hashem is Adonai.
I have a question.